Hello and welcome to the Fastest Lap podcast, helping you to stay up to date with the fast-moving world of Formula One. Today, we discuss the contract extensions that will have a big impact on the 2021 driver lineup. My name is Jan, and as ever, I'm with Vogel. Hello everyone to episode 175 of the Fastest Lap podcast. The 2020 silly season was shaping up to be one of the most interesting ones in recent years. However, Ferrari and Red Bull decided to pull the trigger early and to retain their young talents. I was a little bit surprised to hear about the contract extensions that early, but it makes sense for the teams, it seems, and Ferrari was the first team to announce a new contract for Charles Leclerc, and you have to say, no big surprise, right? I mean, it was a bit of a surprise that they announced it that early, but not that they actually want to continue with him.
Yeah, but I think Leclerc's deal before that anyway, I think went to 2022 or something, so he wouldn't have been part of that whole potential shift up. He was always going to be at Ferrari beyond that, so not really that surprising. I mean, for Leclerc in his career at this early stage, I mean, where else would you rather be than Ferrari? So it's a great situation for him there, and yeah, hopefully he can get a car in the coming years that will allow him to win more races and more championships. Certainly that's what he's hoping for. But the more interesting one, definitely Max Verstappen's deal at Red Bull. That was definitely very surprising.
Maybe before we go to the Verstappen story, so you said 2022 was the original date of the contract.
It went beyond 21 anyway, I believe.
So and now he agreed to do 24. Yeah, so two more years, and I think he also got a bit of a pay rise, it's understandable. I mean, he joined the Ferrari team with 1 year of experience, and he outscored Sebastian Vettel over the whole year, and yeah, that's going to be an interesting one for the silly season this year. And one part, as you just mentioned, in that big puzzle was Max Verstappen, as Verstappen's contract, Hamilton's contract, and also the contract of Sebastian Vettel would end at the 2020 season. And yeah, as I said in the introduction, it was shaping up to be a very interesting driver market. But I think even GP Today, you published an article saying that Helmut Marko was just, I don't know whether you used scared, but he did not want to lose Max Verstappen to Mercedes, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's understandable too. I mean, Verstappen with his performances over the years, on the age that he still is, you know, definitely has a lot of potential to reach some great heights in Formula One.
Not only potential. I mean, just think through the driver through the grid. If you had a team and you needed to put two drivers in, I think plenty of people would pick Verstappen, especially after last year where he basically, not only was he quick and decisive, great overtakes, he was also consistent.
He was, yeah, it was definitely his best season last year. And for him, I mean, quite surprising to see his, his faith in Red Bull so early on, before even the 2020 season has begun, to commit for that long. I mean, I imagine there is some sort of exit clauses and stuff like that, but
yeah, you wouldn't imagine.
I mean, still, it's still a big surprise for him to see him sign that deal, and also with Honda, I think have made it very clear that they, I guess, want Verstappen to become some sort of a a face for the brand, you know, more than just an ambassador for Honda.
And I think they also agreed to pay some split of the new salary, I heard.
Which I imagine would also be very pricey. I mean, I've heard he's earning now nearly as much as Vettel at Ferrari and stuff like this, you know.
Yeah, I heard the same, but you never know how much bonus money is involved, and
I mean, he's definitely earning quite a lot at Red Bull. Yeah, definitely. But he obviously, Red Bull want to keep him for the future. They'd be happy for him to stay there for a long time to come. And well, on the face of it, so does Verstappen. He'll be there for another 4 years. At which stage he'll have 8 years at Red Bull. If he sees his contract out, which is really crazy.
He's staying until 2023, right?
Yeah, the end of 2023. So a good deal for all involved, and I mean, Red Bull, it's up to Red Bull now really to produce a car that will allow Verstappen to showcase his talents even more, and I mean winning more races, getting more podiums, and winning world championships.
And where does this or these two contract extensions leave us now for the 2020 silly season? Well, we do have Mercedes. They have to announce their basically two drivers for 2021, and also the seat alongside Leclerc. And well, in recent weeks, there was somehow the name Ricciardo creeping up, like maybe he could replace Vettel. And there was also some kind of article from a Italian outlet. So I don't know how trustworthy they are, but there were rumors that Vettel should have been gone already for this year, but then they had to pay the salary and they want to keep him. But I don't know whether you can read anything into that, but there are rumors that this could be the last year of Vettel, and maybe Ricciardo is the man to replace him.
Yeah, I think the key players in the market right now are Hamilton and Ricciardo. It would be quite surprising to see Hamilton go to, well, if he's going to go anywhere other than Mercedes, it's going to be Ferrari. I mean, I don't really see him going anywhere else, but it's quite likely, I think, that he will stay at Mercedes. I think Mercedes will keep the same lineup of Hamilton and Bottas for 2021. But I do think there is a...
No Russell?
I don't think so. Russell's under contract at Williams, but I'm sure Mercedes has an option on him. But I don't think so. I don't see why... well, I mean, if Hamilton did go, I think Russell would come in to replace Bottas, to replace Hamilton, or maybe Ricciardo too. But yeah, I think the situation with Vettel is definitely a very interesting one, seeing his teammate sign a long-term deal. Whether he wants to stay at Ferrari, he said he wants to stay. Well, last year he did anyway, so he wants to stay for this year. I don't know if he still has the same plans for 2021. But yeah, if he was to be replaced, I mean, the obvious candidate for that seat is Daniel Ricciardo. And I think he would be probably the number one choice of Ferrari, because he would be out of contract, of course, at the end of this year. I think Ricciardo would be more than happy to find himself at Ferrari, having left Red Bull for a midfield team. It would be a no-brainer, mm-hmm. I think, to sign that deal. But like, it's very, very early on in the silly season market. Yeah, I mean, just still a while.
Who knows? Maybe Vettel completely destroys Leclerc next year, becomes world champion. Who knows?
I mean, it's not... It's possible. I mean, why not? It's definitely possible. Vettel does need a big turnaround from the last 2 years, but who's to say that he's won four world championships already, so he's not, you know, he's not a rookie or poor driver by any standard. So yeah, why not? That could very well happen. So yeah, we'll see. It'll definitely be a very interesting few months. But I think decisions regarding Ricciardo, Vettel, their futures will be made quite early on, I feel. Even well before the summer break, I think, internally anyway. So yeah, we'll see.
Yep, could well be the case indeed. So, two big announcements, but also we had some smaller announcements, but still worth talking about. We had, first of all, Pascal Wehrlein confirmed as the simulator driver for Ferrari, and we had confirmation of a new role of Robert Kubica with Alfa Romeo, right?
Yeah, so Kubica was in talks with a number of teams, including Haas and Racing Point. And yeah, now they, well, Kubica and Orlen, his sponsor, have gone to Alfa Romeo, and Orlen have actually become a co-title sponsor of the Alfa Romeo team. So, I mean, that's pretty cool there. And yeah, for Kubica, I mean, it's good to see that he's still involved in an F1 role, and I think he'll have
he is doing DTM alongside that.
Yeah, well, yeah, still waiting for confirmation on that, but yeah, he will be doing DTM, it looks like. And then I think Kubica will enjoy working at Alfa Romeo after a couple of tough years at Williams. Because remember, he was there at Williams as well in 2018 when it was also stuck at the back of the grid. I mean, the problems weren't as bad as they were in 2019, but he was still a development driver at Williams in 2018. So yeah, we'll see how he goes there. I'm interested to see if he'll get some sort of Friday outings during the year. Of course, no in-season testing this year. So there won't be any drive for him there. Pre-season testing is limited to 6 days, so it's going to be quite difficult to get a third driver in there when the other drivers probably need the experience in the new car. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he gets some Friday outings during the year. It'd be nice to see him on the track again and see how he compares in a car that's perhaps a little bit more competitive than the Williams was last year. But good for Kubica, definitely to stay in F1 in some capacity.
Absolutely. And maybe Alfa Romeo just signed him so that Kimi doesn't feel as old.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So before we end the episode, maybe two quick announcements. We have the confirmation of two teams when they will, at least I think only two teams confirmed when they will present their new 2020 car. Ferrari is the first one to present it, followed by Red Bull the next day. Do you actually remember the dates? I currently can't.
No, you've sprung that on me. And
yeah.
And
just remember Ferrari is currently first, Red Bull second. But we'll keep you definitely updated on more car announcement dates. And of course, we will talk about their cars and liveries as soon as they present them. So yeah, a lot of interesting weeks ahead of us, ahead of the 2020 season. So join us again next week. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.